Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review of The Manchurian Candidate. This political thriller premiered over 25 years ago, but was soon pulled from theaters by Frank Sinatra, who starred in the film and also owned its distribution rights. But The Manchurian Candidate has recently been re-released.
Chances are that the best film now playing at a theater near you is one that stars Frank Sinatra and the late Lawrence Harvey, one that was shot in pearly black and white and actually made in 1962. In fact, as political thrillers go, The Manchurian Candidate has survived the last 26 years with very few peers. The screenwriter, George Axelrod, was a master of rat pack ease. I'm talking about the kind of racy, brittle, utterly phony jive that still conjures up images of Sinatra and Sammy Davis Jr. popping their fingers and shooting the breeze beneath the hot Vegas lights. The story itself, taken from Richard Condon's novel, is a corker. Lawrence Harvey plays Raymond, a sergeant who returns from Korea with a Medal of Honor and a platoon full of soldiers who blankly attest to his warmth and courage and general wonderfulness. And yet, Raymond knows he's a chilly, cringing little narcissist, hated by everyone who ever served with him. Meanwhile, his former major, played by Sinatra, keeps having these nightmares in which grinning Chinese and Russian dignitaries demonstrate how beautifully Raymond has been brainwashed, programmed to kill at their command.
I've been having this nightmare. A real swinger of a nightmare, too. It has to do with all kinds of strange people.
Is it about a Russian general and some Chinese and me and the men who are on the patrol?
How did you know that? How do you know?
Take your hands off me.
Please, Raymond. Tell me, how did you know?
And where in all this does Raymond's mother fit in? As played by Angela Lansbury in a wonderfully juicy performance, Mom is the ultimate Washington Dragon Lady. She browbeats her son while she pushes her idiotic new husband to the top of the American political ladder. Like Sweet Smell of Success and Bigger Than Life, The Manchurian Candidate is high-voltage 50s-style movie-making, of a sort that today's studios seem far too cautious to pursue. The TV-trained director, John Frankenheimer, was flexing his cinematic muscles. His style revels in the visual capabilities of film in a way that recalls the brashness of Nicholas Ray and Sam Fuller, and at times even Orson Welles. Visually, the movie's about how faces become symbols in a media-crazed age. The movie abounds in huge symbolic faces, from the monstrous images of Mao and Lenin that festoon the brainwashing demonstration to the candidate posters that echo them at an American political convention. The movie's full of people turning themselves into appealing images, appealing products. And at the center of it all is poor brainwashed Raymond, whose outward image, as son, soldier, and lover, is like a house of cards concealing the soulless killing machine within. This sort of visual sophistication is rare enough. Rarer still is the movie's political wit. By painting a conspiracy in which McCarthyites aim for the White House at the behest of the Russians and Chinese, the filmmakers managed to tar both the far right and the far left with the same deft brush. Aside from the sopping wet romance between Sinatra and Janet Leigh, The Manchurian Candidate is an almost perfect little movie. Its only drawback is how dim it makes contemporary thrillers look by comparison.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.